Congratulations. I spoke to your teammates on Thursday. They were looking forward to it. How much assistance did you get? How much assistance did you get from the other sister car today? Through knowledge and, you know, throughout the weekend?
We had Davidson on the team, which is a superstar around here. And it was my second time, so I kind of knew bits and dots where to go. But yeah, he explained me a few things which I tested, and yeah, he was right. So he helped me out a bit. A great guy as well. Fortunately, he had some issues with his car. He changed the splitter and right there, or two laps down or something, I don't know. But eventually, everything turned out to be our way from halfway the race. So yeah, I'm really happy with it.
Yeah, how close were you guys on fuel towards the end? There was a lot of talk going around the TV coverage and social media that everybody was tight on fuel. How close were you?
Yeah, we were really tight on fuel. I don't think we will make it. I don't think the Mercedes will make it as well, because yeah, I mean, Audi and Mercedes are two big brands all over the world, and we know what the weak and the strong point is for Mercedes, and so also for our car. So we know that the two cars are quite equal in fuel usage. I saw that Jamie was saving fuel behind me, and I was doing the same thing. I just wanted to keep a gap from around 3 or 4 seconds. It came a bit too short for my feeling, so I pushed a bit and made sure that the gap was 3 seconds again. But we needed one safety car and then we were fine, but we were on the limit, definitely.
You've raced a lot of series over your time, won a lot of races. Where does this rate on that?
This is like the most unexpected win I have. Like, the entire weekend we were struggling, not in struggling in a way that with the car, but just I wasn't feeling it. It was just little things like a braking issue. There was a screw behind the brake pedal in the qualify, so the brake pedal was stuck. That kind of stuff, you know. So I was really annoyed at one point because everything went wrong. And even at the race started, after the first stint, no radio. So yeah, I thought, yeah, here, this is done. Like, you know, you're only always one step behind if you don't have a radio. And we were at one point. We were almost a lap down. We were a lap down. So I overtook the leader and we were in the lead lap again. So that was good. And then from halfway, we changed the radio. Like after 4 hours, we changed the radio. We had radio again. And suddenly everything went our way, and suddenly we were fighting for the win. So it's special.
Oh, well, thank you very much, and yeah, thank you. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.